Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As legislators consider hundreds or even thousands of bills in a given session, they ask themselves a series of questions. What will this cost? Is it constitutional? Will it increase or decrease the size of government? How will it affect our state? How will it affect my constituents? Does it conflict with my deeply held religious beliefs or moral philosophy? Does this bill solve an actual problem, or is it a solution in search of a problem? All of these are important questions, but one of the most important questions is whether or not the proposed piece of legislation might have unintended consequences. This is especially true in the 21st century, where science and technology are increasing so rapidly that laws and public policy are having trouble keeping up. Although necessary, forecasting unintended consequences can be extremely challenging because citizen legislators are being asked to look into the future to decide how seemingly beneficial technology might be used in the wrong hands for nefarious purposes. Case in point, this week, two news stories highlighted new and exciting uses for DNA. One was a story out of Fairbanks, Alaska, where a 25-year-old cold case murder was solved using familial DNA matching. The case began with the 1993 murder of a young woman at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks, ironically, my old alma mater. Sophie Sergey was visiting a friend and spent the night in a campus dormitory. The next morning, she was found shot and stabbed in a bathtub. DNA evidence was collected but yielded no matches. Then, in December 2018, a forensic genealogist compared the DNA to other DNA in a massive database being compiled when people voluntarily submit their DNA to places like Ancestry.com in hopes of building out their family tree. The DNA yielded a match to a woman who turned out to be the aunt of the suspect who was then arrested in the state of Maine. So far, so good. 25-year-old murder solved, suspect arrested, justice finally for a grieving family. Which leads to our second story. Senate Bill 1475 could make Arizona the first state to build a massive statewide DNA database. They would begin by collecting DNA from anyone who currently must be fingerprinted by the state for a job or certain volunteer positions or for a myriad of other reasons. The Department of Public Safety would then maintain the collected DNA in a database, along with the person's name, social security number, date of birth, and last known address. The kicker is that people being forced to submit their DNA will have to pay $250 for the privilege. We're talking about everyone from parent school volunteers and teachers to foster parents and even real estate agents. Senator David Livingston thinks it's a great idea. What could possibly go wrong? Plenty, say the opponents. If the database were ever hacked, criminals would have not only your social security number, but your entire DNA profile as well. And that's where the speculation begins. Could it be sold on the black market to find potential transplant donors for rich clients in foreign countries? Could it be used to target certain segments of the population by weaponizing lethal viruses that would then target a specific genome? What would Hitler have done if he had the genetic profile of every citizen in Europe? These are the types of unintended consequences that must be taken into account. Technology in the hands of the right people is a blessing, but in the wrong hands, it could be a weapon. It's something to think about. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.